This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you choose the path of terror, your life will be empty, your life will be brief, and your soul will be fully condemned. And political leaders must speak out to affirm the same idea. Heroes don't kill innocents, they save them.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump on a successful jaunt around the world, first trip. I'm proud of him. I think most of you are proud of him. Hey, if you want to call the show because you're proud of me, 844-551-8255. Always glad to be with you guys. Always glad to be on the side of righteousness. And you know what, folks? We did an amazing thing in November of 2016. We elected a true champion for America. And I don't know who it was, Ed Schieffer or somebody. He made the comment. He said, that was a presidential speech by Donald Trump. Now, I don't care about presidential speeches. I don't care. The left, oh, that one was presidential. This one, not so much. I like that one. I don't like this one. I don't care. I don't think Trump's a great orator. There's no question about it. He's not. But you know what he is? He's a great doer. So what am I saying? I'm saying there are talkers and there are doers. And occasionally, you get them both. You know, maybe, you know, a Churchill, great spokesman, but also a doer. But I don't care. If I had to choose one or the other, I want a doer. I wouldn't care if Donald Trump talk like this. If he can get it done the way that he can, congratulations. By the way, I'm sorry, a couple of my producers talk like that. I'm not making fun of people with handicaps. That's the one thing that I draw the line. I know it sounds like I was doing something like that. I'm not. I don't. That's just not our thing. Anyway, I'm glad that Trump said this. I'm glad that a lot of the terminology he used was to make the Middle East wake up. That, look, folks, we want to live in peace with you. And we're happy to do this, but you got to meet us more than halfway now. We're not going around doing heinous things to you, and you're doing them to us, and it's going to end. And many shots were shot across the bow over the weekend when Trump was in the Middle East. Many shots. A lot of subtleties. A lot of innuendo. And it's all good stuff for us. And I don't know how, I'll look back on how people were treated with Barack Obama. If you want to go back and research it, but I'll make you this bet. I'll make you a bet that Donald Trump and his entourage were treated with more respect than Barack Obama ever would be treated with in Saudi or in the Middle East, in Saudi Arabia particularly. Now, when Obama went to Britain or Germany, where they treated him like a rock star, great. But look at what they did in his sixth and seventh year. I remember a meeting, what was it, like a G20 summit or something? And Barack Obama went, and he's giving a speech that was, the room was practically empty, and at the end of it, people didn't even know that it was over. They were like, it's over? And you get one guy that's like, kind of looking around, and clapping. That was it. Barack Obama's fall from grace in the world was, you can't fall any farther. You want to say where the bar was set? Barack Obama set the bar with how far you could possibly fall from being considered a rock star to being considered a nobody. Don't misunderstand me. The world still wants him out there. They want you to believe he's something, but he's not. It's so amazing to see it. And you know what? I'm happy for this. People, oh, come on, Kevin, man, you can't be happy. I'm happy for it. I really am. I'm glad it's happening. And normally I don't, you know, I'm not, and it isn't a vindictive thing, like, he deserves that. I'm happy that the world is seeing that we were right. We understand, in America, we know who to pick. And it wasn't him. We didn't want him. Anyway, I got a question of the day for you guys. Because we've been asked this, and I covered it before on another show. Why do we go after our own? It was something like that. Actually, the question of the day was, why aren't people backing up Trump, which is sort of a derivative of why do we go after our own? And then I wanted to answer this question, though, because I get asked it quite a bit. Why do we go after our own? I got asked this over the weekend. And I said, first of all, who are our own? Who are you talking about? Leftists own people. Leftists have tribes. And those tribes say, we are this indigenous people. We have this type of culture. And that's it. This is who we associate with. This type of people, this type of culture, whatever it is. And they've got plenty of them. Conservatives don't have tribes. Now, some might say, Kevin, that's part of our problem. We don't have a tribe. We are cool with everybody. And because of that, we have nobody. Well, we that's not really true. We believe we have everybody. We don't believe we should categorize people. So that's, again, part of our problem. The left will categorize and then say, well, we've got these four factions out of the seven that disagree with the conservatives. All we care about, folks, is right or wrong. That's our tribe. Our tribe is righteousness. And we're okay to say, you know what? You're not being righteous, conservative. And I'm not going to kick you out of the tribe, but I'm going to lambaste you until you get yourself together and you get back into the tribe. That's what we do. So when we go after Paul Ryan, we're not going after one of ours, and I'm using my finger quotes. We're going after a guy who is part of the tribe, because we believe everybody's part of the tribe, who happens to be wrong. And where we will split the tribe is between right versus wrong. That's how we have a tribe. And it makes it difficult for us to come together because we consider everybody in the tribe. But now we've been smart enough to go, let's divide right versus wrong. In other words, right versus left. And we'll start looking at the tribe. Now, the question is, how do we bring the leftist over to the side of righteousness? How do we get them to start thinking like we think? Isn't that our goal? Therefore, we don't have to go after our own. Lots more to talk about on this subject. I'm fascinated by it. I really am.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. I am the author of Race Pimping. I'm a public speaker. I would love to come speak in your neck of the woods. I'm coin operated, but you can get with my PR people and they will work out a deal to, you know, where we accommodate you as best we can. It depends on my schedule. And I would also like to come meet you if we want to put together something for the radio station. So let's try to make all that happen soon. Get a hold of us at KJRadio.com. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. Now, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about daddies. Y'all want to talk about daddies? How do you feel about your daddy? You like your daddy? You like your father? You call him father? You call him pops? What do you call your dad? Call him pop? I call my... the man who raised me, Daddy Ernest. His name was Ernest. We called him Daddy Ernest. And almost by definition, when you hear somebody say daddy with a name, it means that they're step parent in the black community. Because if it's your dad, you say it's dad. You know, you say daddy. Most blacks use daddy. Even when you get an adult, you say daddy. Daddy, daddy, daddy. Because I don't know why, like daddy-o. What's up, daddy-o? White folks say father a lot. Y'all say father. If you want to get colloquial about it, you'll say pops. Yeah, say pops. I've called my play dads pops. You know, people that pretend, you know, think that they've raised me in some form. I call them pops. So, long story short, that's how you get it. But I didn't have my father growing up, and he would have probably, he was very, you know, I'm your father. He talked like that. My dad talked like that. Hey, son, how are you? It's your father. And I would always go, no, it ain't. But anyway, so Daddy Ernest was my dad growing up. He's my grandfather, my step-grandfather, but he's the only grandfather I knew. But I was quick to learn as a little kid. I'm calling him Daddy Ernest because he's obviously not my real grandfather. And I would ask my grandmother, where's my real grandfather? He said his name was Roy. I said, oh, really? Yeah, he was half Cree Indian. Really dark. Dark skin. Miles Davis dark. One of my uncles got his color. One of the other ones got his voice. He was a really good singer. But he was a bad drunk. Bad drunk. When he wasn't drinking, he was the salt of the earth. But when he was drinking, he couldn't handle the fire water. That was the Indian in his blood. Oh, yeah, we get racial up in this show. So I don't know how you feel about your daddy. I had a Daddy Tom. He was my stepfather. My mother married him right before she died. We move in with Daddy Tom in there. Boom. Months later, my mom dies. Routine, you know, thing at the hospital, day surgery, whatever. Female issues is what they said. Boom. She dies. We leave Daddy Tom, go back home. To my grandfather, to Daddy Ernest, and my grandmother. Such is life. Youngster growing up. But the reason why I'm talking about daddies is because we all have them to some degree or another. We have a biological one, that's for sure. And James Comey's got a daddy. And it made me wonder with what his daddy did. How old is James Comey? Because his daddy's 86 years old. And his daddy decided to come to the aid of little Jimmy. Is it Comey needed some sort of moral support against Donald Trump? So I'm figuring if his daddy's 86, you take off 30 years, meaning the dad had his son at the age of 56, which I ain't going to try to get in y'all's business, white people, but y'all do have babies at an old age. Black people, we are great-great-grandkids, great-great-grandparents at 56. Y'all are just having your first chitterings. But anyway, figuring Comey... that his dad had him in his when he was 30, that would make Comey, what, 56 years old? He's certainly in his late mid to late 40s, right? Something like that. I think he's in his 50s. But one would think his daddy would let him fight by now on his own, huh? My father was a crackhead when he was alive, but even that crackhead knew enough to stay out of my business. Unless I ask, and I'm just going to give you a little hint, folks. Don't ever ask a crackhead for advice. So Comey's father is mad at President Trump, and he declared that apparently, and this is still speculation, that Donald Trump called, said that Comey was nuts, just nuts or whatever. But his father took umbrage on the idea that the president would say that about his son. And he... You know, he's mad at it. Yeah. Now, Democrats and Republicans agreed that Comey needed to be fired. This is what's so funny about all of this. We're not talking about something like, well, I wonder what should have happened. We know this sucker should have been fired, and he got exactly what was coming to him. And Donald Trump said it before. I knew I needed to fire this guy. The only question was when. I don't want people thinking this or that or the other. Now, that's Donald Trump's first mistake, is to say, I'm worried about the optics. But I'm glad he, in a roundabout way, he says, I was worried about the optics, but then I decided, you know what, I'm not going to worry about it. So he fired Comey. Good for him. And his daddy's all mad now. 86-year-old Comey. Fine, be mad. Both Democrats and Republicans agreed this guy needed to be fired. Different reasons. Trump did Obama's dirty work, and you would think the leftists would be happy. The incompetent Barack Obama couldn't drop bombs on Syria after they were gassing their people. He couldn't fire Comey after the gross incompetence that the man's shown. Why are you mad at Trump? These are continuations of Barack Obama's policy for all intents and purposes. They say that Donald Trump supposedly informed the Russians of the dismissal of FBI Director James Comey, and he said it relieved great pressure on him. They said that the president referred to Comey as a nut job. I'm going to tell you something. As much as I think that's a great description of Comey, I don't believe that conversation took place. The Russian ambassador, Lavrov, he said that we didn't even discuss Comey. Which makes sense to me. Why would the president of the United States discuss internal crap? That would not even come up. That would be like Trump saying to them, so, who's Vladimir fired in the last week or so? What piece of naval lint? What the stuff stuck between my teeth here? When did he pick that off? It makes no sense. But that's what they said. And then what happens? Daddy comes to defense of Jim Comey. Yeah, see, Comey, he teased us. He teased us with the Clinton stuff, and it came back to bite him because Mr. Comey was more about, maybe he thought it was going to be some FBI reality show that he was auditioning for. Did you watch this guy testify? You know, I was really pained by this. Hold on one second. Let me get into character. What's my motivation? My motivation is I don't like Donald Trump, but I can't let people. Okay, I got it. He's a showboat. Now, it was said that Donald Trump called him a showboat and a grandstander. And I believe that, but I believe he could have said that. But did he really? Did he really? Again, I go back to, I don't believe what they talked about. Oh, he said this about Trump to the Russians. I don't believe that. Common sense begs the question, why would he say that? Why would they touch on that topic for any reason at all? Now we got Comey, he's going to be testifying. I don't know when, a week or a couple weeks. Then the Senate Judiciary, so the Senate Intelligence Committee, then the Senate Judiciary is going to hear. Now, we know he's going to grandstand, because that's what he does. But he's not going to have Barack Obama to cover his butt, and I want to see what comes out of that testimony. We're going to find out how big of liars they are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio Show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I asked the question of the day, why are people not coming to the aid? Well, no, what was the question of the day? Why do we always go after our own? The other one was, the other day, was why did people not come to the aid of Donald Trump? Why do people like us, why do we eat our own, I think is what they were saying, right? Why do we always go after our own? And I'm going to juxtapose that along with, why is it that we don't come to the aid of one another? And the second one's a little easier in the sense that it's tough to say, I'm going to jump in and on the fray, which I think we're getting better. I think conservatives are getting better. I'm the person to jump in. So I don't understand that question. So they say, why don't you come to the aid of righteousness? We tend to do it. So I'm less inclined to believe that part of it in terms of, I think we will do that. People are hesitant. Some people jump faster than others. As I mentioned, I go in quick. But this other, you know, the side of it is, why is it that we go after our own? I made the comment earlier that we don't have our own. The only thing that we share collectively is our, I'm talking about as conservatives, is our quest for righteousness and truth. That's what the left doesn't do. They don't care about the truth. If we find out a story's a lie, we go, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, that story's a lie. The left will go, well, I mean, even if it is, they deserve it. They should still have to deal with the consequences of this, the terrible story. Like, they know Trump is no tie to the Russians, but they don't care. They don't. If it was about truth, the story would have ended. Many others. Trump is a racist. Would have ended. He's a misogynist. Be over. They will trust me, it's coming back, folks. They'll cycle it back. It loses steam each time, but they're still going to do it. And the reason why it loses the most steam with Trump is because he doesn't care. It's white noise. Pardon the racial, pun about right, white noise. Don't call it black noise. So, when we talk about these various issues, you got to keep this in mind. Why are we not coming to the aid of each other when we talk about illegal immigration, for example? Let me give you an illegal that you could use as a poster child for why you are against illegal immigration. There's a guy, his name is Eric Cruz Lopez, a stellar illegal, remnant of the Obama era. And naturally, this criminal represents the Dreamers. He's a college-age kid. And of course, the Dreamers, we all know, are solid citizens. Leftists say they dream of life in America, living in peace and harmony. Oh, and voting Democrat. Yeah, can't leave that out. But our poster child for leftist Dreamers, Eric Cruz Lopez, received taxpayer-funded welfare in the form of college indoctrination from the University of Connecticut. That's the way I learned how to spell Connecticut. Connecticut. You connect, I cut. Interestingly, this college miseducated Dreamer finds himself in trouble. And as Trump said during the campaign of many illegals, folks, he says they enter America not to improve their lives, but to disrupt ours. Well, I said that, but he was saying it indirectly. He was saying they come over to sell drugs. They come over to traffic in sex. They come over bringing disease, and they don't even come over here necessarily to work. And I don't know all that what he said, but much of that was implied. Whether you're voting illegally to skew our elections or you're committing more heinous crimes, this new breed of illegal presents nothing but trouble in America, and the left wants you to ignore it. And such is the case with our Dreamer, Eric Cruz Lopez. And what's funny is he was arrested after vandalizing 103 buildings around the campus of the University of Connecticut. And all of the vandalism was anti-Trump. So you've got a guy living in America getting a college education on your tax dollars. And he goes around, and our new president takes over, and he commits 103 acts of vandalism on behalf of the new president. Thank you, America. I love you so much. I love you. Ironically, Lopez protested outside the Obama White House in December of 2016, and you guys are, in February of 2016, and you guys are probably wondering, well, he was being equal-handed. He was fair about his protest. No, he was just bolstering Barack Obama's crazy stance that said, you know what, I'm going to let everybody come in, and we're going to legalize illegal immigration because of I love this logic. There's already so many of them here, why not just legalize it? And of course, I quipped back, well, there's a lot of rapes so every year, why don't we just legalize it? There's a lot of murders every year, why don't we just legalize it? We legalized extortion. Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. We legalized lying with Lois Lerner and Shinecki and the VA and a host of others, the President of the United States, Hillary Clinton, and many others, Susan Rice. We've legalized crime. Black Lives Matter. We've legalized terrorism. Why not legalize it? Legalize illegal immigration. That'll do it. Anyway, this guy, Eric Lopez, Cruz Lopez. You must say Cruz before Lopez, okay? So anyway, Eric Cruz Lopez vandalized. He was spotted in February leaving areas where the vandalism occurred. And authorities were able to connect the dots, you see. Since Cruz Lopez kept popping up in areas where the crimes occurred. They were like, hey, hold on a minute. I believe I've seen that essay before. I know he looks very familiar. Hey, I tell you, that looks like that dude Cruz Lopez. It is, I believe you're right. That's our bandito. And they got him. So, Yukon police identified him through surveillance cameras and his Yukon swipe card. Police installed extra cameras to help them find the vandal, according to the Hartford Courant. Cruz Lopez was arrested on May the 7th and released without having to post bail. He's no longer enrolled at the University of Connecticut. Here's what he wrote in a police statement. I did the graffiti. I'm open to entering into a conversation about restitution. It's a lot of words just to say, you know what, I'm willing to pay for it. According to his arrest paperwork, Cruz
Lopez is a community organizer for Connecticut Students for a Dream, an organization that advocates on behalf of undocumented immigrants, in other words, illegals. And he describes himself as one, too. He has not yet entered a plea to the charges, and he's not represented by a lawyer, but he's due back on June the 14th, where I hope ICE is waiting to deport his Mexican behind. Because just so we're clear, folks, this illegal commits vandalism in America, mocking our president. He represents millions of others who dare do the same, and the left condone his actions. What would leftist morons say if Cruz Lopez had done this to Barack Obama? Do you think they'd be calling for him to be deported? I don't believe he should be here. He's not respecting the office of the presidency, and he's an illegal. Why is he even here? How did he get here? How dare he talk to Obama like that? Yeah. If they can make our people sound country when they talk smack about us, we can make theirs sound very British and bourgeois. Unbelievable. The idea, folks, of allowing illegal trespassers and even more dangerous criminals into this country ahead of those getting here legally can only be described as the thoughts of an asinine, insane, leftist, moron, knuckle-dragging... Can't say the last word. Sorry. Only a moron leftist would even consider such a travesty. Cruz Lopez showcases exactly what anti-illegal immigration people argue about daily. People like me. You either respect our laws and respect our people, or you get the heck out of Dodge. Don't make me get up out of this chair. Whether you like the president or not, folks, one expects those wishing to gain entry into the greatest country in the world to not break the law or denigrate our president. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. Hope the Homeland Security deports this boy. I really do, because I see no reason to keep this ingrate here. Moreover, his illegal status adds to the charges. Hopefully this places him, I don't even think hopefully, if I were President Trump, I'd make sure his butt was at the top of the deportation list. I would film him going to Mexico and see what happens when he gets there. I would want to make an example out of this fool. Removing him would send a clear message that America represents opportunity, folks, to citizens and people who get here legally, not people like Cruz Lopez. And before Lopez goes, I want him to pay the $4,200 in damages that he's due to pay the taxpayers of America who paid for that canvas that he put his stuff on.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next, you need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1¾ inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back. I was thinking about, you remember Kenny Loggett, Kenny Rogers, I'll get it out. Kenny Rogers' song, Don't fall in love with a dreamer. Don't fall in love with a dreamer, 'cause he'll always take you in. That's all. When I was thinking about this dreamer story we just did, just when you think you've really changed him, he'll leave you again. Oh my gosh, that is so. I want that to be the theme song to every time we talk about dreamers. Don't fall in love with a dreamer. Was it Kim Carnes? Wasn't it Kim Carnes? Because he'll break you every time or something like that. I think we got to get the lyrics. Find me the lyrics to Don't Fall in Love with a Dreamer. I want to just read them. We're going to be talking about these crazy dreamers. Man, and the left wants to make these dreamers seem like, oh, they're such good citizens. They're such great kids. Whatever. Whatever. You ain't fooling me. You ain't fooling me, baby. All right, let's talk about. So I saw this story. This is always one of these things where the left thinks they're doing something so clever and so good or whatever, and they're following the political correctness and they're getting their butts kicked. And I saw this story. Mills College. You ever heard of Mills College? If you have, you might be gay, because it's an all-girls school. Or you could be out there hunting. So I take that back. I stand corrected. I know you're looking at me like, come on, man. Yeah, I know you're not gay. I know you're part. You're a member of the not gay, so I got it. Anyway, Mills College, an all-girls school in Oakland, California, became the first all-girls school to begin admitting transgender males in 2014. Now the institution is facing financial backlash. I love this story. 2014. Look, I don't know why you would decide we're going to take transgender girls when there are schools available for people to just go be who they are. Why would a person who's a man who wants to transform into a woman want to go to an all-girls school knowing that that's going to be a big can of worms? Go to a state college or whatever. You'd only be going there to make your Renee Richards moment or your Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn moment. There's no reason for you to do that. Well, other than you'd be the best athlete in the school, more than likely, but that's it. Anyway, they're facing financial backlash, and I love these stories where the financials end up being like, what? What happened? The school declared a financial emergency this week amid a massive budget shortfall, which college administrators said would lead to a round of layoffs. Yes! Yes! I'm so happy to read layoffs will occur at this college because they jacked them up, whatever. Yes! Yes! Woohoo! Give yourselves a hand. Strong Jay. According to Inside Higher Ed, Mills is currently running on a $9 million budget deficit, which equates to about 16% of the school's $57 million annual budget. Because of the shortfall, Mills President Elizabeth Hillman, not a transsexual, expects to lay off about 35 faculty members, including bum, 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 tenured professors. That's right. How's your tenure working for you now? Huh? Don't make me go James Brown on you. How's your tenure working for you now? Maceo, play that horn. There's some people listening to the program going, this dude is crazy. I am. I'm crazy in love with you conservatives. You want to know why? Because we fight against this kind of nonsense. Mills College should not be worrying about transsexuals in their school. If somebody goes, I'm a girl, and whatever, and wants to be a girl, you accept them. I mean, look, and here's where I'm going to. It's like transsexual bathrooms. If you want to go into a bathroom that more relates to what you believe your sex to be, I don't have a problem. I've never gone to a bathroom and went, well, what is that chick doing standing up there? If it was a woman who looked butch, and was, I was like, okay, great. She must think she's a dude. And to be honest, I've never checked the size. For all I know, half the people I've been in a bathroom with are transsexuals because I don't look in the stalls. don't know. Maybe liberals go in and look in the stalls and do, or they, is there a checker, like a check mark thing where you put who you are and what you are, what your gender is and all that nonsense? Because I've never seen it. I just go use the bathroom and go. I go in with my son. We find stalls next to each other. I make sure he's okay. We wash our hands and we're out of there. And I don't even make eye contact half the time with the people that walk in. But no, liberals do, because they don't have lives. They're miserable. They make eye contact. They make sure. What are you? What's your gender? Pull your zipper down. Pull your pants down, sir. So they're going to lay people off. Under the college bylaws, a declaration of financial emergency can be approved when there's a, quote, need to reorder the college's financial obligations in such a way to restore or preserve the financial stability of the institution. Folks, make no mistake about it. This is not limited to Mills College. Oh, no. Many of these higher education places are struggling. They said, under such a declaration, it authorizes Mills to restructure all of its expenses, including staff and faculty salary and other expenses, in pursuit of financial stability. I wonder if it allows them to restructure their idiotic way of thinking. That's what I want to hear. There was nothing in the bylaws for that. Oh, man. Let's see, Hillman. The president said the college realized it was not declaring financial exigency, the term that the American Association of University Professors uses for institutions that are in such dire condition that they may need to eliminate the jobs of tenured faculty members so the institution can survive. She said the board wanted to act on the basis of the Mills bylaws. Now let's explore why Mills is having such problems. Yeah. You knew there was more, didn't you? That's why y'all hanging around. Y'all ain't getting out your cars and stuff. That's okay. I love you for that. Here's the reason. The budget shortfall comes amid a decline in student applications for enrollment. You want to know what happened, folks? Out in sunny California and Oakland, the people that were sending their daughters to college went, you know what? If you're going to be allowing men who've converted to girls, I think it's no longer a girls' college. It loses the idea of what we're sending these girls there for. Because you know what's going to happen? Gender studies, transgender studies, being more nice and playful with the transsexuals. Prior to the transgender policy change in August of 2014, the college received 1,827 student applications during the 2013-2014 academic school year. They admitted 1,242 and enrolled 217. Just 1 year later, the school only received 839 student applications, admitted 639, and enrolled 139. They went from admitting 1,242 to admitting 639. They went from an enrollment of 217 to an enrollment of 139. That, my friends, is a fire sale. In 2014, the previously all-female college changed its undergraduate admission policy to allow students who self-identify as female. Now, let me tell you, if I was a dude, I would be the first dude at Mills College who self-identified as a female. And I would call myself a female, and I would say, I am a female of the Asian persuasion. And I talk like this because in China, in the region where I was raised, this is the way we talk. Going on, it says, Mills shall not discriminate against applicants whose gender identity does not match their legally assigned sex. This includes students who are not assigned to the female sex at birth, but live and identify as women at the time of the application. It also includes students who are legally assigned to the female sex, but who identify as transgender or gender fluid. Gender fluid? Get that away from me. Female students who've undergone a legal change of gender to male are not eligible. Get that? Yeah. Discriminatory. So, look, folks, this is a perfect example of a policy of the left backfiring on them, on themselves. Yeah, I love this. I love this story. This is a feel-good story. Y'all need to go tell somebody this story. Mills College, Oakland, California, land of fruits, nuts, and berries.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.